Good afternoon, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. You're listening to your inspirational podcast where faith and hope collide. Hello, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. I'm yours truly, your host, Zamaya. Happy Friday, TGIF, right? I remember when I was a little girl, I was so excited about Fridays because my Saturday shows were coming on and I would be able to get up and watch them without interruption, no homework, no none of the stuff that's going on at school. And so now as an adult, I definitely look forward to Fridays because it signifies that there are two amazing days coming that I get to retire from adulting and do absolutely anything I want to do. And so this weekend, I am looking forward to some sweet rest and relaxation, a trip to the farmer's market, and a This Is Us binge. I haven't been able to really watch This Is Us, but everyone has been raving about it, and I have seen my first two episodes, and I am definitely a fan. You know, the family dynamics displayed on this show is so in your face. It's just really in your face reality that is refreshing to see, and I'm able to see myself in the episodes, and that is always amazing. And that's just with me seeing two episodes. So I will be somewhere hiding with my phone on airplane mode so that I can watch This Is Us, okay? But you guys, I'm so glad you decided to listen today. The Lord put it in my heart to talk about the baggage in our life, you know, the luggage, the things that we're carrying around. And, you know, there's a destiny that God is trying to get us to, and the process. You know, I used to hate that word, the process. You know, everyone says, trust the process, trust the... I was like, if one more person tells me to trust the process, I'm going to scream. Anyway, I screamed, and I still decided to trust the process because the process is truly preparing us for, you know, what He has prepared for us. We need the process, you know, because there is a destination that God is trying to get us to, and we don't want to just be aimless wanderers. The Lord has designed us for a specific time and a specific season. And there's something that you have to do, that we have to do, that no one else can do other than us. And so it's time for us to get in order and in alignment and find out what it is that God has for us. And so, unfortunately, the Lord has shown me that, you know, a lot of us could be where we want to be or where we need to be, but we've been delayed. You know, our flight to destiny has literally been delayed because our luggage is overweight. Oh my goodness, you guys. You know, in the airport, if your luggage is oversized or too heavy, there is a fee that is associated with you being able to carry it with you on your journey. Okay? There is a fee. Catch that. There is a fee associated with you being able to carry your luggage with you on your journey. And there is a cost to carry for those heavy loads. You know, even the airport is saying, listen, lady, listen, man, if you're going to carry this heavy stuff on this journey, it's going to cost you. You know, how many people do you know will throw their luggage away or just take stuff out so that they won't have to pay? Not many. There's people all over the world that are shelling out thousands of dollars just so that they can carry their baggage with them. And I've seen people get hot. I mean, just mad at the airport clerk because they have to pay more than what they figured it would cost. And it's not the clerk's fault that they pack that luggage that way, but she's having to pay because now they're angry. And that same person, you know, is now upset, and their anger is felt by everyone because they're having to pay for their bags. And it's more than they bargained it to be. And so, you know, this is what happens in our spiritual lives. We're walking around with so much junk in our spirit, and it's causing us to pay more than we ever bargained for. It's actually having us to pay more than God ever bargained for us to be walking around with. You know, the Holy Spirit told me that the cross is a paid in full transaction. It needs no help, and it doesn't need a redo. It's paid in full. And so we're walking around with stuff in our spirit, in our hearts, and having to pay these high costs of this baggage. And God is saying, hey,
I need you to get to the next part of your destiny, and your flight keeps getting delayed. It's time for you to check your bags, you know? And so I'm just asking today that we truly look at what it is that could be holding us down or holding us back. Let me tell you something. I hate moving. I hate the process of boxing up stuff and buying the moving van and finding movers. All that is just not my kind of party. I would rather just ask somebody if they want to come get some of this stuff and donate the rest and then throw most of it away. You know, if I haven't seen it in 3 years, clearly it is not important. Okay. So I'm the type of person who would definitely throw it away. Luggage too heavy? I'm throwing it away. Too much baggage? I'm throwing it away. You know, I don't need to salvage nothing. I don't want to go through anything. If it's going to affect me going to the next level, I'll just leave it. Okay. And that's friends, family, places, all those things, because I've gotten to a place in my life that I understand that everything and every person and every memory cannot go with you to your next level. And that's one of the things I tell people when they ask me about forgiving people or getting over something that somebody has done. If you want to get over what someone has done to you, stop looking through the file. You know, that file that you open and you rehearse all that the person has done negative to you or said negative to you, and you have a mental Rolodex of all their sins. If you really, truly want to forgive, and beloved, we all need to forgive, but if you truly want to forgive, you got to give the files and the Rolodex to the Lord, because unforgiveness is one of the heaviest things that most people carry in their spiritual luggage. You know, I was thinking that the Lord was going to give me like a set of stuff, you know, just a list of things that we need to get out of our bags or a list of things that, you know, are weighing us down. But he said, no, unforgiveness is one of the heaviest things that is causing delay over the body of Christ. And so I was like, wow, how much further do you think you could be if you just forgave? Because unforgiveness will cause delay over your life every single time. Because you refuse to give others what we all need, and that's grace and mercy. I've heard it said this way: unforgiveness is like drinking the poison you meant for others. So instead of the other person being sick or, you know, you being able to get revenge, you get sicker and you become more defeated because the pit of bitterness that you set up for someone else, you're in. You know, from the smallest to the biggest offense, if you don't forgive, you allow that seed to grow into a tree of unforgiveness, and it flows over into every area of your life. You know, some people, I won't say you or myself, but some people are treating people in 2018 for what someone did in 2008. You know, could you imagine a doctor treating you for a symptom that one of his patients had in 1988, and 30 years later, he is trying to treat you now how he treated his 1988 patient, because, you know, what y'all did seemed like it's the same, you know, what it's looking like y'all are doing the same thing and acting the same way. So he's going to treat you that way because of what his 1988 patient did. But look at what has changed in a span of 30 years. It's outdated. How he responds, what he would be attempting to treat in you based off of something from 1988, it's outdated. And when you don't forgive, when you harbor unforgiveness, it's usually outdated. You want to know why? Because the grace of God is ever faithful and is always redeeming and always restoring and it's always calling us higher. And so unforgiveness freezes the person in the very spot that they hurt you. And it doesn't give them space or opportunity to change, to ask for forgiveness, to become something better. Unforgiveness takes a picture of your hurt, of your defeat, of your delay, and it says, I want you to remember this. Don't forget this. And it causes that bitterness to just grow in your heart. I'm praying today, and I say this in gentleness and with love. Sister, brother, let it go. God is trying to do a new thing. You know, he's calling you higher. He's trying to cause you to soar, but unforgiveness will keep you grounded before you even try to lift your leg. And I remember one day, After a church service, I asked God to help me remember all the offenses so that I could call them out by their names, everyone who had offended me or hurt me in a negative way. And I wanted to know their names. I wanted to remember. I remember some names, but I wanted God to, those that I couldn't really recall, I wanted him to bring them to my remembrance so that I could say, I forgive you to each and every one of them. I forgive you. I forgive you for what you did to me. I forgive you. So that I could let go of what was keeping me bound. And I could remove every hostage that was in my heart from my heart. So that my heart could begin to heal. And I called out many names. And I thought I was good. You know, I was thinking, okay, I'm good. I got everybody. I've said everybody's name. I'm free. I'm filled with joy. I'm walking in my purpose. I'm living out loud. And then like a month later after that, I was driving and singing. And a name dropped into my spirit. And it was my second grade teacher. She had done something that I had tucked deep in the recesses of my mind. I had tucked deep in my heart. And I didn't even realize it. And tears began to stream down my face as I remembered, you know, what she had done to me. What she had done to hurt me. And I was saying, as if I was that little girl again, why did she do that to me? Why? And I just cried. And I probably was about 7 years old at the time. So here I am in my 30s, having to forgive this lady for what she had done when I was 7 years old. For over 20 years, this memory had been repressed, blocked by my brain because of the trauma. And this April, 2018, I forgave her. I forgave her. There was that 7 year old did not, I mean, it must have been hate for me to block it. Because you imagine a 7 year old, they're thinking, you either love me or you hate me. And so I probably processed, you know, what she did as hate. And I took that in me and I was walking around with that inside. And the Lord brought that to my remembrance. And you know, I was meeting a friend and I told her what happened in the car, and she's a believer, and she said, God revealed this to you for a reason. Let's pray. Now mind you, I didn't want to pray. I was still upset for what she had done to me at 7 years old. I was like, no, I don't want to pray. I don't want to be, I want to tell you what this lady did to me. I want to tell you. I don't know why she did that. I don't know why she you know, caused that. And I realized that at 7 years old, I realized my trust in authority, my trust in teachers, my trust in people, you know, who are supposed to be a part of my village, my trust in humanity, it started crumbling there, right there in my second grade class, 7 years old. I experienced my first offense at 7 years old, and it had shaped and molded me. And that is why God brought it to my attention. And that, it, you know, that is why it was meant for me to be going to meet a friend who was a prayer warrior. You know, because, and trust me, she prayed like nobody's business. God was going to the root. He was like, okay, Zamaya, you've asked me to do a new thing in you. You've asked me to take you to the next level. I got to start digging at these roots. And it may not feel good, but trust me, it is for your good. And so he went to that root. And trust me when I say God isn't through with me yet. He went to that root and he's still going to other roots. But he went to the root of that small little girl inside and said, I want to restore her. I need her to trust like never before. So I have to go back to the place where her trust was broken and begin to build again. And I believe that is why God wants us to check our bags for unforgiveness today. He wants to destroy delay over our lives and bring us into a place of abundance. But unforgiveness will not permit his hand to move in our lives. We got to tear up those pictures of unforgiveness. Every picture that unforgiveness has caused you to take, those snapshots that you continue to remind yourself and you would continue to go over and over your mind of what somebody did or what somebody should have did, that unforgiveness that built up in your heart, God wants to pull up those roots today. He wants to take everything that has been stolen from your life, that has stolen from your life and stolen from your destiny and stolen your promise. And, you know, every offense, every setback, God is wanting to be your avenger today. Will you let him come in? You know, are you able to forgive and stop rehearsing the sins of others? The Bible says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. How much do you need God to forgive you? Forgive others just as much. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It's not. I won't even pretend. But I realized a long time ago, it's crazy to fault a human for being a human. Do I have expectations? I do. Do I wish everyone would follow through? I do. But I wish more that I bring my Father in heaven glory. I wish more that he'd be pleased in my living. I wish more that I would pour out my life, making his name famous. You know, my care is more for people overcoming and less about me getting revenge. I've learned to lead with kindness and love with mercy. And no one can take advantage of me anymore, because I go ahead and I give them the advantage, because that's my Father working in me. I dare you to allow God to get to your broken places. I allow God to be the person that checks your bags. He will be the very same person to lighten your load and prepare you for takeoff into your destiny. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you desire to take us higher, that you desire to catapult us into our destinies. Father, help us to forgive. Give us the strength and the courage to let it go. Help us to forgive those that have hurt us. Help us to forgive ourselves for allowing for unforgiveness to hold us hostage. It is your will that we desire to work. It is your will that we desire to work in our lives. So we ask you to reveal that we may heal and heal so that we may begin to rebuild. Continue, Father, to create in us clean hearts and renew in us right spirits, that we would be men and women after your own heart, fulfilling your will in every way and in every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We'll be right back.